Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College rivalries. Their echo is the soundtrack of autumn in football America.
Welcome to the 89th renewal of the Army-Navy Classic, the greatest rivalry in all sports.
Texas A&M. Florida State, Florida. Notre Dame, Southern California. Michigan, Ohio State. Auburn, Alabama. Army-Navy. These games are the essence of college football mounted on a national stage. These are games where history is made and legends are born.
In Ann Arbor, where it is freezing cold this afternoon on the final Saturday of November, as the game is about to begin. Michigan, Ohio State, and certainly the Michigan faithful will hope to be hearing this song many times today. Hail to the victors! Welcome to Sports Saturday. Steve Zabin with you. Benny Strober behind the glass. You and me for 3 hours as I keep one eye tuned to this game on what is going to be a really cool college football Saturday, with this game, of course, taking center stage right out of the gate. We have so much to talk about. And, of course, we're all leading up to the Sunday night affair between the Commanders and the Broncos at Northwest Stadium, so we'll talk about that today as well. Got my guy Tim Murray from VSiN to talk some college football here next segment. Also, I think I've got Andrew Siciliano, play-by-play voice for the Cleveland Browns, and a Northern Virginia native. You've seen him on the Red Zone before to talk about the Browns and Shedeur Sanders. Sean Salisbury, formerly of ESPN, formerly of a station down in Texas. He's now in Houston. He is now doing his own thing. We're going to talk some football with him later on. And then Darren Rovell, who is now founded this company called Collect Media, CLLC. And he's all about collectibles and game tickets and stuff that, you know, the true sports lunatic loves to collect. So we got a big show today, and we're glad you're with us. I have a poll question up on Twitter. It is very simple. What is truly the greatest rivalry in college football. You heard in the open there that little production piece. I want to tell you where that's from, because it's a really cool piece of media that was produced by NFL Films back in 1996. I think you can get it on DVD still, maybe on VHS, but it's called Football America. Football America. And it looked at the game of football from four different slices of America, including, of course, the big college rivalries, which you heard that incredible montage right there with the impeccable Liv Schreiber as your narrator with the unbelievable pipes. Football and rivalries go together. And so if you ever find it or want to look it up, it's called Football America 1996, produced by NFL Films. That's where that wonderful montage came from. But my poll question is this. What is truly the greatest rivalry in college football? Michigan, Ohio State, Auburn, Alabama, Army, Navy. And I thought about putting a fourth one in there because, you know, X lets you put in a fourth one for free. And I'm like, no. These are the only three. Current voting, early on, just out of the gates, approaching 200 votes. Michigan, Ohio State, number one at 50%. Army, Navy, number two at 38.3%. And then Auburn, Alabama after that. The Auburn, Alabama game later today is going to have probably the most, I think, impact on what happens big picture wise with not just the SEC championship game, because if Alabama wins, and they are a favorite, if they win, they're in the SEC title game against who? Georgia, of course. In all the years in which you're like, I think we're actually going to get somebody other than Georgia, Alabama in the SEC title game, now it looks like, yeah, no, probably not. But Bama's only 5.5 tonight, 7:30 on ABC against Auburn, who, you know, they're playing with an interim coach right now, but it's a rivalry game, and that's why you can never assume anything. I got a little bit on Michigan today, plus the 9.5. No strong conviction there, and nothing to change anyone's life, but I figured, you know what? Until Ryan Day proves he can slay the beast and to, you know, atone for last year's debacle, which is what it was. Until he can prove that, I'm going to keep hitting the slot machine on Michigan until it stops paying out. So I got Michigan today plus the 9.5. The good news for Ohio State fans is that Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith, their outstanding wide receiver duo, both expected to play. They were seen warming up in the freezing cold just last hour. And interesting wrinkle was that Ryan Day flew the team up from Columbus to Ann Arbor instead of busing up there, which is the normal tradition, if you will. I don't even know how long a flight that is. It's got to be the quickest. Okay, we're at cruising. Okay, we're cruising altitude. Thank you. Actually, stow your tray tables. And we're about to land here in Ann Arbor. He said he wanted to make this game like a regular game and didn't want to put any extra emphasis on it, at least in terms of their prep. Already people are saying, well, I don't know, I'm messing with tradition here. You're messing with doing what you're doing. Go with what you normally do. But then again, they haven't beaten Michigan or that team up north, as they say, with venom on their lips. They haven't beaten them since pre-pandemic, since the 2020 Big Ten season got all jacked up. So it has been a little while. And yes, Ohio State undefeated and the reigning national champions, but don't think for a second the loss last year doesn't still stick deeply in their craw. So we got that today, which is going to be fun. Kickoff has not yet happened. It looks like, well, I might be behind. Let me check with my guy behind the glass, Benny Strobe. Has the game started? Am I just late? Did I pause? I did.
No, it hasn't started.
It hasn't started. Okay,
you
good.
You know how these things go. They drag it out.
They drag it out. But here's the thing. In today's day and age of digital streaming and whatnot, if you pause for 2 seconds to go get a sandwich or to go answer a phone call or deal with a kid who's crying, and then you come back and you hit unpause. Then like 35 minutes later, you're texting with your boys, and they're already ahead of what's happening. They're like, oh, what a play. And you're like, wait, what's going on here? And then you realize, oh, that's right. I paused it for 40 seconds. Yep. And then you got to catch up. I thought I had done that because they're kicking off here a little bit after noon, high noon. So it's great spectacle. I guess I'm not surprised that Michigan, Ohio State is number one. There's a lot to be said for it. The Auburn, Alabama thing, that is a bit more Southern fried. And I would argue that Auburn has only intermittently held up their end of the bargain in terms of being a worthy counterweight to Alabama, especially during the Nick Saban years. Other than the kick six game, which is one of the all-timers, Auburn has been just not on the same level. At least Michigan always punches at the same level as Ohio State in this rivalry. And of course, for pure aesthetics and history and tradition and patriotism, Army-Navy is amazing. And I've been lucky enough to have gone to several Army-Navy games and to have seen up close the pomp and the circumstance and the pageantry and the midshipmen and the cadets and all this. And I'm like, wow, what a game, what a tradition. May it never, never end. But yeah, this is it. This is the last full college football day for 9 months, so you better savor it. Of course, we'll have the conference championship games next weekend, and then Army-Navy, and then we're going to have the playoff, and then we're going to have bowls on top of that. Oh, by the way, on the bowl front, this is funny. You know, they have so many bowls. It's like Oprah ran the bowl system, and you get a bowl bid, and you get a bowl bid. Are you aware that they don't currently have enough bowl-eligible teams yet? 75 bowl-eligible teams right now, because you got to win six games, and there's 82 spots. So seven teams are currently vying to get bowl-eligible with that sixth win. That includes Temple, Kansas State, Kentucky, Baylor, UCF, Louisiana, Texas State, Army, Florida State, Washington State, Rice, and Auburn. That's pretty funny right there. So let's see. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11. 11 for 7. They'll probably fill it up. Of course, it's not like they're going to cancel a bowl if they don't get seven teams to win in that list. They'll just invite, I don't know how they do it, but they'll invite a team with five wins. And they'll say, okay, come on, you got to get in here. And then, of course, these bowl games will go on all throughout the holidays, and only your degenerate buddy is going to really care about the outcome of, say, the the Sunshine Coast Tostitos Bowl or whatever it is. But he'll have money on the game. He might be in a pool for it. Otherwise, you'll pop the game on at home to serve as a virtual Yule log in your house during the holidays, like a soothing thing. Oh, there's football on. Who's playing? Don't know. What game is it? Don't care. Got money on it? Maybe. No further questions at this time. So Ohio State and Michigan take center stage today. Yesterday, the Bears ran roughshod on the Eagles, and you just love to see it as a Commander fan. 24-15, your final score. That's a 9-point margin. Now, as I'm sure you might be aware, for those of you connected with sports and on social media, an incredible debate has cropped up over should the Eagles have gone for two down 9 points late in the game. There's like 3 minutes and 20 seconds left, and they score a touchdown to close it to 9. Do you go for two or not? The analytics people are like, it's not even a question. Of course you go for two. The more traditional human element people are like, well, I don't know about that. Now, I'm going to get into all of that later on today. But more importantly, the Bears, with a big win to keep them atop the NFC North, they've got two showdowns with the Packers in the next 3 weeks. First one is up at Lambeau in a week. The next one will be back at Soldier Field in 2 weeks. And they are clearly feeling like, we have something cooking right now. The metrics on the Bears are still not great, but their run defense, which had been very easy to slice and dice, actually played very well against a Saquon Barkley-led Eagles rushing attack. They held Barkley to just 56 yards yesterday. So it's the NFL. That game, along with a three on Thanksgiving Day, all were outright dog winners. Not just underdog covers, straight up underdog winners. And if that doesn't tell you why the NFL is the most undecipherable, incomprehensible, kaleidoscope league, from one week to the next, you don't know what you're going to see. Wait, I thought these guys were good. No, they're not good this week. Oh, well, I could have sworn. No, not the case. So that is your setup for today. We got NFL tomorrow, full slate, Commanders at night on Sunday Night Football. Also tonight, we'll be very locked in to Virginia Tech, Virginia, with the Wahoos with a chance to make the ACC championship game under Tony Elliott. It's been a hell of a season for them. They can also get in, if they don't win, with SMU and Pitt losing and North Carolina winning. But let's not hope for that. Let's just hope they can get in by kicking the door down against their football big brother, who has pretty much run them around ragged in this rivalry for a long time. Also, JMU, 10-1, is at Coastal Carolina, who's a 6-5 team, but they're 21.5-point favorites in this one. The whole college football playoff landscape is going to be fascinating. I'd love for a way for JMU to get in. I can't say I've got the full breakdown on how that's going to go, but a win would obviously set them up to be in the conversation, and it'd be pretty damn cool if it were to happen. And then Maryland closes out at Michigan State tonight on FS1, 7 o'clock. Game is at Ford Field. And I had to go ahead and check with the whole, okay, wait a minute. Ford Field, what? Why are they playing there? And thankfully, Grok was open today, so I typed into Grok, why is Michigan State Maryland at Ford Field? They say this is the third time they've played at Ford Field, and they do it because they've got a strong fan base in Southeast Michigan, and they like a professional venue once in a while. And I should say it's going to be a lot, hell of a lot warmer and nicer indoors there for those going to the game and the players in the game, but that's the reason they're at Ford Field today. Okay, let's take a break here. You can always call the show, 800-636-1067. Vote in the Sports Saturday poll question of the day, which is, what is, to you, the true best rivalry in college football, Michigan State, Auburn, Alabama, or Army versus Navy? And when we come back, we'll talk to my guy Tim Murray from VSIN about the college football landscape. And as Lane Kiffin turns, you are listening to Sports Saturday on The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
I love working with young producers. I told Benny, I said, give me Viva Las Vegas. He's like, is that on YouTube? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, I looked it up. Is there a clean version or do I have to worry about this? I go, yes. The great Elvis Presley never recorded a profane version of this iconic banger. Turn it up! The reason I play this is because Tim Murray joins us now from VSIN, back out in the desert after a wonderful holiday getaway to go see his folks in Florida. He is driving furiously home, but still observing all local traffic laws to get in front of the TV for Ohio State and Michigan. What's up, Timmy boy? How you doing?
Mr. Zabin, it's great to be back on with you. It feels like we're just riding a bike, what, 13, 14 years ago, man. But
I know.
Yes, I am driving back on the lovely highways. The sun is shining here in Vegas, and ready to go sit and watch football for 14 hours.
So you just got off of VSIN Primetime, where you can see Tim and listen to Tim. You can watch VSIN on their website, vsin.com. Also, it's on YouTube TV. And I'm just curious as to what your general themes were for this game, especially from a gambling standpoint, were leading up to noon Eastern time today.
Yeah, so just a quick programming note, also on Masson 2 for those in the D.C. area. So we are nice. Also on the television side of things. So, you know, a lot of it, Dave, was can Ohio State kind of get that proverbial monkey off their back? Ryan Day, as the head coach of Ohio State, has failed to beat the team up north, right? Four straight losses. And there are still Ohio State fans, despite winning the championship a year ago, that are still mad that they didn't beat Michigan a year ago. They have lost four straight to Michigan. Question, and I see that Michigan kicked a field goal on their opening drive, was how many points are we going to see scored in this one, Dave? So I personally bet first half under. I also bet Michigan team total under. But Michigan clearly had some success on their opening drive to get into field goal range and kick a field goal here. But you know, I think the overall discussion today was, yes, Ohio State has been dominant. They have been the best team in the country. They are the highest power-rated team in the country. But they have a Michigan problem, and can they finally slay that dragon? Dave, how about this? Since losing to Michigan last year as a 20.5-point favorite, not only are they 15-0 straight up, they are 13-1-1 against the spread. They have been a blowtorch, but can they get it done today against their arch rival?
Yeah, that's pretty wild. I couldn't understand necessarily how last year's Michigan team was clearly not what this year's is and has talent for, and yet the line in this game of 10, I don't know, it just didn't. Seemed a little weird to me, that's all, because last year they stunned them with a much lesser team, and I guess it's just respect for Ohio State's talent.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, once again, this has been a team that you look at, you know, Texas A&M losing last night, Dave, you look at Indiana, you know, they're really good, but how good are they? You talk to anyone who makes power ratings or odds makers, and this Ohio State team is the best team in the country. Now, does that lead to them winning a championship? We'll see how it all plays out. But, you know, I'll say this about Michigan, and I actually didn't bet the side in this game, Dave. because last week I bet Maryland, actually. I thought it was a look-ahead spot for the for Michigan going down to Maryland. And I thought they played probably their best game of the season offensively, and they didn't have Marshall, their running back, playing in that one either. So, you know, I was curious how Bryce Underwood would do against this defense led by Matt Patricia that has not allowed more than 16 points in any game this year. But I think to your point, you know, Michigan does seem to be playing better. And if you like chaos, if Michigan wins this game, boy, is that going to be really challenging for the committee, because then you have another 10-2 team entering the discussion. And how do you keep out a Michigan team that will wrap up the season with a win against the best team in the country?
Yeah. I want to talk Indiana for a second. You said we're not sure how good they are. So last year, Cignetti goes 11-1 in year one. And a lot of people said, okay, nice party trick, but guess what? Do it again. So he went 12-0 this year, and they look even stronger. What is he doing, and how has that changed perceptions around college football?
Well, I think there's a lot of frustrated fan bases in this regard, Dave. And I'll get to Indiana here in just a moment. But if you're like, for example, you're Maryland, right? And I like Mike Locksley personally. I've interviewed him a couple times. But you're looking at the James Madison coach has gone to the perennial loser of the Big Ten thing. Like, this is the worst Power 4 team in college football. And you mentioned it. They are 23-2, the only two losses, at Ohio State, at Notre Dame. Not too bad. And, you know, the question was, like, I expected them not to have a drop-off this year. I didn't think they would fall off the face of the earth. But, Dave, did I think they'd go 12-0 and have the front runner for the Heisman Trophy and Fernando Mendoza? Heck no. And they just continue to go out there. You know, the Iowa game was a little bit tricky. But, look, last year I thought they were a bit fortunate because of the schedule, right? They only had to play one really hard game in the regular season because Michigan was down, and they got pummeled by Ohio State. This year they went to Oregon, man, and they won that game convincingly. And that, to me, was like, whoa, this team has really turned it around. And Cignetti, whether it was at Division II, Indiana University of Pennsylvania, or to Elon, to James Madison, now to Indiana, there's something about this dude that he knows how to get the best out of his players. They're clearly spending. Like, let's not pretend like, you know, Indiana's the little sisters of the poor. They spent big money to go get Fernando Mendoza from Cal. They spent big money on their offensive line. Their starting center was Notre Dame's starting center a year ago. So they have spent the money to go out and get some of these playmakers. But I am so intrigued to see not only how they play next week, Dave, against likely Ohio State if they win today, but how is this team going to fare in the playoffs? Because last year, I thought they punched up in their class, and then once they played the big boys, they couldn't get there. Right now, they're one of the big boys. You have to say that they are, and I think they have a chance to win the national title. Do I think they'll do it? Probably not, but still, you've got a quarterback in Fernando Mendoza, and you've got some playmakers at wide receiver. This team is significantly better from last year's team.
All right, we got an update from Ann Arbor. Oh, by the way, Julian Sayin throws an interception to cornerback Jahir Hill, and Michigan is set up in business now, 2nd and 3 at the plus 30. So the big house is already rocking. Buckle up in this one. Tim Murray joining us from VSiN. He's on his way home to watch the games today. One more topic, and then we're done here, and I appreciate your time today. Lane Kiffin has yet to come out like Punxsutawney Phil from his little gopher enclosure to say what the hell he's doing. Could be later today. Maybe it'll be tomorrow. Who knows? But what is your unified take on the Lane Kiffin situation, which has many tentacles, Tim?
I think he announces today that he's going to LSU, but I'm not saying that with confidence because he's Lane Kiffin. He's one of one. Like, this guy, you know, confronted a reporter yesterday after winning. Things differently. I think if you're LSU, you are hitting a home run with Lane Kiffin. You know, he's had his ups and downs. I know you and I, when I was on a part of your national morning show, we used to have our fun at Lane Kiffin when he was the Raiders coach or the USC coach. But he's grown up, man, and he's an elite play caller, and it is the best season in Ole Miss history, and it's not even really comparable. I do feel bad for the Ole Miss players, to be honest. Like, to lose your coach, more than likely, not official yet, but to lose your coach on the precipice of going to the playoff for the first time in school history, an 11-1 season, it does stink. And I would imagine Ole Miss is not going to say, hey, Lane, you can go ahead and coach our team through the playoff before you go and coach our rival. But it is a fascinating situation, Dave. And I think, you know, bigger picture, bigger discussion is how college football, a sport that I love, because you're always going to have coaches moving, and that's part of the sport. You're going to have players moving. That's part of the sport. But we just got to where this doesn't happen in the NFL, right? Coaches can leave. Coaches get fired, but they don't leave middle of the season. So I don't know how we fix it. The calendar is tricky. I think that's the biggest thing we got to figure out how to fix here if you're college football and if we were to have a czar. But Lane Kiffin, man, there's part of me that thinks he's going to go, you know, Jordan Belfort and say, I'm not leaving. But I think he had more than opportunities to do that, right? You look at Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri. You look at Clark Lee at Vanderbilt. They've all signed their extensions, Dave. And when asked point blank about it yesterday, he was very noncommittal that he hadn't made up his mind. It certainly seems like he's headed to LSU, and we'll probably find that out later this afternoon.
All right, Lame Kittens was the nickname we gave for old Lane Kiffin back in the day. But look who's in the driver's seat now when it comes to leveraging his current run of success. Michigan's Jordan Marshall with a couple sweet runs there to get Michigan down to about the 8, but that's where their drive stalls. They're lining up for a field goal right now, Murray, to make it 6-0 as they punch it through. Any accounts and descriptions of this game without express written consent from the University of Michigan is strictly prohibited, but I'm on the radio, so I'm allowed to do it. Go home, enjoy the games. It's great to catch up with you.
Zabe, always appreciate it. Glad you're back on DC Radio, man.
All right, thank you, Tim. Tim Murray from VSiN and VSiN Prime. Get it both on VSiN.com, YouTube TV, and Masson 2 in DC area. 6-0 Wolverines. Pow, pow! Couple of body shots to Ohio State early out of the gate in the game on this college football rivalry Saturday. We'll continue on right after this.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Not only did the Detroit Lions lose to the Packers on Thanksgiving Day at home again, but they lost Frank Ragnow today, their all-pro center who was going to come out of retirement. Some people had speculated, don't worry, Ragnow's back as soon as the deer rut and deer season is over. Problem is, today he failed his physical, and so his retirement, his unretirement, is not going to happen. He found a grade three hamstring tear. And like grade three is pretty serious. That's almost meat falling off the bone, like baby back ribs at Applebee's. So tough luck there for the Lions and Frank Ragnow as they are now really in a bad mathematical spot with the rest of the season remaining, especially with the Bears winning unexpectedly yesterday in Philadelphia. Speaking of Philadelphia, and welcome back, Sports Saturday. Steve Zabin here. Thank you for joining me today. You can always catch more of me on my podcast, The Zabecast. Just get it wherever you get your podcasts, and I'll be filling in from time to time on 106.7. and other shows as needed, and I'm just happy and grateful to be back on in the air in D.C. In whatever reps and whatever innings they want me to go ahead and pitch. I'll be on tomorrow as well, 4 to 6, leading into the Commanders pregame shows leading up to their game against the Broncos. More on that because they're wearing the Super Bowl-era uniforms again. It's the second of three times they'll be wearing them, and they're going to be honoring some great Redskins from back in the day. So I want to talk about that, but let's hold that for a second. To Philadelphia, there is a viral video going around of a teenaged kid wearing his Cooper DeJean jersey and flipping off with double fingers somebody on the field. Now, it's not clear if he was flipping off the Bears. It's a 50-50 shot. He was flipping off his own team because that's what Eagle fans do. But the father next to this teenage kid was like so proud that his son was growing up to be a full-fledged Philadelphia Savage sports fan, that he beamed with pride and gave him a big double shoulder pat, like, that's my boy. Benny, have you seen this viral video? Because it's epic.
No, but I'm sure I've seen thousands just like it.
Yes. But this one is framed so perfectly because the dad is there. The kid gives the double bird. The dad realizes it and he's like, my boy is a man now. He's all grown up. And of course, the Eagle fans were booing as their team went off the field. And for good reason. The offense for the Eagles is dog shine. It is terrible. And they're wondering in Philadelphia when, you know, Sirianni's going to finally have to, you know, bite the bullet and fire his buddy Kevin Petullo, who is their OC. Petullo is bad, objectively bad. There's just no way around it. I believe the Eagles have the lowest success percentage on offense in the NFL. And don't ask me exactly how they calculate that. That involves numbers and formulas. And I dropped out of high school math somewhere around algebra 2. I didn't even tickle trigonometry, much less calculus. So don't ask me how they calculate it, but they have one of the least successful offenses. I believe they're dead last in three and outs, or number one in three and outs, which would be the same as dead last because those are bad. But yeah, their offense is terrible. And somehow Barkley has disappeared. And they just booted away last week a 21-point lead against the Cowboys, and then they couldn't do anything against a Bears run defense that was Swiss cheese. I get it on one hand, but then in the big picture, they're 8-4. the division is still theirs to grab with both hands if they want it. Jack Mack of Barstool had a great rant about this. I'm going to play it for you because he too is amazed at just how privileged Eagle fans have become because of their recent success.
Funny. They just won the Super Bowl 10 months ago. They are 8-4 on the season, and they're ready to burn the place to the ground. I yearn to be a Philadelphia Eagles fan. I'm not even saying they're privileged. There's privileged fans. The Patriots were for a little bit. Chiefs fans. But Eagles fans aren't privileged. They're just psychotic. Yeah, they've won two Super Bowls in, what, the last 8 years or so? And they lose two close games. And you would think that the world is falling apart. And watching this happen as a Jets fan, who just wants to see his team win the Super Bowl once while he's still alive, it's something. It is quite certainly something.
It is something indeed. All right, coming up, it was a rough week to be a survivor, but the few that are left are looking at some big money. That's next. We'll update you from Ann Arbor as well. Sports Saturday with yours truly, the Zabe, carries on. We're back. Update from Ann Arbor. Ohio State was driving down to the 1 foot line at the Big House of Michigan, trailing 6-0 early in this game. And it looks like they're coming out now, Benny, for a third and goal at like the 1 foot line. They almost got in. Replay looking at it. I'm watching it right now. And nope. Not quite there.
I'm a little ahead of you.
I don't know. Wait a minute. That looked like a touchdown to me. Again, it's replay. You're always going to have people go, no, I saw it this way. Oh, yeah? No, I saw it this way. Third and goal right now. Ohio State driving to try to take the lead. Tush, push, and wow. They stuffed the tush, push by quarterback Julian Sayin. He went nowhere. And it's going to be fourth down and goal from the 1 foot line. The first big decision to be made by Ryan Day. All right, here's the dumbest thing about this tush push, okay? They got Donaldson, number 12. I guess he's their wideout, way behind in the I formation. And he doesn't even get in to push, Benny. Like, what is he doing back there? Like, if you're going to do the tush push, line up and do it. You got to get two big dudes right behind your quarterback and basically say, yes,
yep,
we are doing this and you're not stopping it. Now we're at fourth and goal. Oh, no, wait, they gave him a touchdown.
Yeah, I was like, I was so confused because I don't have the audio on here in the studio, but it looks like they gave it to this. The same
looks
push
like
push
they
there.
Gave him the touchdown now. Wow. I don't know how they're going to see the football in this pile of bodies because without X-ray cameras, there is no way there's a good look at this play. But are you with me on this design here that they played 10 on 11 with 12 being way back there, not helping?
This reminds me of the way Brady would do his QB sneaks, but he was a master at it, at just finding the little seam to burst through. But now, because of what the Eagles have coined as the most unstoppable play in sports probably, it seems like it's the logical thing to just push the hell out of the guy until he gets to the line to gain or the end line.
All right, look at that right there. Sayin is not just stopped short. He's a full yard back with the football when his ass hits the ground. Unless that tip of the football somehow got across earlier, I have no idea how they could have called this a touchdown.
I can't see it.
Yeah.
But that's big they called it a touchdown on the field.
Speaking of the tush push yesterday, the Bears were able to strip Hurts on the tush push in a 10-9 game late in the third quarter yesterday, and that really turned things around. And it was sort of a echo of what had been done to them earlier in the year, but they didn't call it a fumble. I think it was the Giants who stripped them, and they called it forward momentum had been stopped. And the Bears took that and said, ooh, there's a possible exploit that if he's not being protected, Hurts, that is, on the tush push, and he is still not down, his feet are grinding and his body is up, Here's the announcement, and I'm just watching hand signals right now. I should probably turn the mute off. And it's looks like no touchdown by the crowd reaction. Yep, they took it off the board. Took it off the board. Here we go. I mean, you got to go for it. Now, like, you're not going to kick a field goal from the Kit Kat line. I mean, come on. Snow flurries starting to come down in Ann Arbor. Oh, this is good. Can we end the show early? Do we have the authority to end this show early? No, we don't. Okay. We're going to still do the show here. It's going to be fine. But you do want me giving you play-by-play and accounts and descriptions of this game illegally, right? Because if you're not watching, you're driving around, you want updates. We got a bootleg. Saiyan is rolling, throwing, wide open, touchdown. No, play is called dead. Flag on the play. So probably going to be a false start. That now, yep. False start now.
I'm like 30 seconds ahead of you, Zabe. So I've been seeing all this, and I'm just kind of chuckling to myself. I'm like, I can't wait to hear his reaction to it. Yeah, right, you're like, be
quiet. Okay, good. Thank you for not spoiling it, by the way. I appreciate that very much. I'm trying to catch up here on my streaming. You're probably working off a cable there.
Yeah, it's like studios, it's ahead of like everything pretty much.
Okay, good. Ryan Day, oh my God, Ryan Day's expression right there, that is going to be memed to the moon as he looks up in disbelief like, huh, what happened here? Ohio State lining up for a 24-yard field goal attempt. Watch, they'll probably be blocked knowing the way this is going. Hold, snap, and almost yanked it. Almost yanked it. 6-3 Michigan, but what a stand. Goal line stand on four plays inside the 3-yard line. That's football for you right there. The hardest yards to get are the last couple yards going into the end zone. All right. Quick reset. Looking at the clock here. We got 2 minutes here. I wanted to get this in here. So rest of college football today, I went through and I just culled the games that matter and that you're going to want to watch. I mean, you can watch whatever you're going to watch and bet on whatever you're going to bet on. I mentioned it's the last full college football weekend for 9 months, and many of you love the sprawling nature of Division I college football with the teams that nobody really knows or cares about, but you do because you've got parlays and stuff on them. I'm not saying don't watch what you're going to watch, but here's the games that actually matter. This one, obviously, right now. Opposite this one, it's interesting. Clemson, South Carolina has always been a great rivalry. Neither team is doing much this year. Dabo and the Tigers were expected to be a top five team, and they're 6-5 right now as only a 2.5 point favorite against South Carolina, who's 4-7. Also going on right now, Miami and Pitt. Miami with huge implications because they are on the outside edges of the playoff. It is looking like their numbers aren't going to be good enough, but they got to win this game against Pittsburgh. They're 6.5 point favorites. I should probably get you an update on that score as well as we go through the afternoon here. Texas Tech, West Virginia is going on right now. Texas Tech, your fifth-ranked team in the country. They're a massive favorite in Morgantown, 23.5 points. And BYU at 11 is on the outer fringes of the playoff. They're 17.5 point favorites at home against UCF. Later today, LSU-Oklahoma has implications because Oklahoma is ranked 8th in the country at 9-2. And then Oregon can't afford to stub its toe against rival Washington as a mere 7-point favorite, ranked 6th in the country. The Iron Bowl is tonight, 7:30. Bama's 5.5 down on the plains in Auburn. And then, of course, Virginia Tech is at 7:30 as well tonight, so lots to watch this evening. Okay, quick break, top of the hour next. What's the difference, 9 versus 8? No, we're not talking about 6-7 like the kids are saying these days. It's 9 versus 8. Your thoughts on this rather fascinating NFL argument about strategy. It is Sports Saturday. Yours truly, Zabe, here, sitting in on a glorious November 29th.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.